It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank down in downtown Mount Vernon. We are you're listening to 106.7 WMVI, but we got several things to cover tonight. The first thing, everybody, obviously, we had a game Friday. Gibson Southern came to town. They are as good as advertised. It was 42-0. They're just ranked number two behind Memorial in the state. And I'd like to see the two of them play. I'm telling you, I think Memorial might be in trouble, because Gibson runs that. The hurry-up offense, I had forgotten how effective that is at from a defensive standpoint. You've got to figure out down and distance what plays are they likely to run out of the formation that they may have run several other plays before the ball's even snapped, and forget just trying to catch your breath. You've got to mentally be ready, and they ran a precision offense.
Yeah, those two teams might be on a collision course in our sectional. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Everybody's got to stay healthy. I haven't seen Memorial play, but I know Gibson Southern, speaking with, Coach Hart, I think he feels like this group had a chance to be really special, might be one of their years. So mm-hmm. I felt like going into the season, it's very possible that we might have two teams on our schedule. Gibson Heritage Hills that might be playing on Thanksgiving weekend. And I, yeah. From what I saw the other day, I mean, we can talk a lot about them, but what really kind of stood out to me about them, amongst a lot of things, but I thought they were maybe as physical as I ever remember them being, mm-hmm. With the exception of the year they won the state championship, and that was just like that team was so much better than everybody else. It was, mm-hmm. They kind of made a mockery of the rest of the conference, but they're the real deal. They're the real deal. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. The thing that surprised me a little bit is they lost an awful lot of top quality seniors last year, but they just filled them back in. And, this thing, when you go back before your time, when Nick first started putting up, Nick Hart I'm talking about, when he started putting up 9-10 win seasons, first of all, the pack wasn't very strong back then. Secondly, his non-conference schedule wasn't very strong, so he'd wind up getting in the tournament and they'd lose. Well, he fortified that non-conference schedule. He's been played a couple teams for Illinois this year. Last couple of years he's been playing South Warren from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and they're one of the best in Kentucky.
Right.
I think before that they were playing a team from Nashville, Tennessee, that was one of the better. I can't remember, but that's what he's done. He's built the program up not only in setting the level of expectations there, but also in beefing up that part of the schedule.
I think there's some inherent advantages that Gibson Southern has probably, but in order to maximize those things that they have a great staff mm-hmm. that actually enables them to get the most out of the kids that they have, which they have really good personnel, mm-hmm. but their staff and coach Hart allow them to, I think, maximize the pieces that they have, which they have good pieces.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes the frustration where I get frustrated is that sometimes as a community, we can't get out of our own way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go into that or be negative about it, because there's no need to. Mm-hmm. But, we're going to talk about an injury with a kid here, because we're not going to hide it. And we're already in week three, and, we're having difficulties with the lack of depth, and it shouldn't come to that.
Right.
So, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. But Gibson is very Gibson's very efficient in what they do. Mm-hmm. We talk about – I'm sure they're probably practicing offense and defensively one way, an hour and a half, couple hours a day. Their kids are just practicing offense and defense. I don't know that. I've never been there. But, they got a lot of one-way players, and they're very good and very efficient. It reminds you of a small college program.
Mm-hmm. What you're just kind of touching on is their practice, in effect, is twice as long as yours because they have a defensive practice going on, or they could, and then they can have an offensive practice going on because it's different players. You guys are not.
It's a little bit different. They were a lot better. And I will say this. We're not that bad. I'm not going to – you know, you just turn the page on us. We were terrible on Friday night, and so we're not that bad. Sometimes things like that can snowball. We threw a couple – they scored on us a couple times, and that was way too easy. They really controlled the line of scrimmage. If you go back and watch the film on both sides of the ball, man, their defensive line is very good. Mm-hmm. They have been for a long time. The Clem kid is – gosh, he's unbelievable. And then their offensive line is maybe even better than I thought it was. I was a little surprised by their size. You know, their receivers are 6'3". They're tight end number one. That dude was huge. They're very big up front. And we just got overwhelmed a little bit by the speed of play. Mm-hmm. And then you throw two pick sixes, you're down 28-0, and then it's just hard to recover. But they're certainly, as advertised, I'm not surprised that they're that good.
I'm glad to hear the one comment you made, because my thought was, they were very, very good, but we just didn't play very well. And that happens from time to time. It just was exacerbated because of their skills.
Yeah, I can give you an example. The second defensive snap of the game, we have an automatic blitz call when they go empty. And, you know, instead of our defensive end going in B gap, our inside linebacker comes off C gap, you know, they have trouble with the snap. We would have come scot free. Instead, we have two guys going C gap and nobody going B gap, and the quarterback picks the ball off the ground and runs.
Yeah.
So there was some breakdown. The point I'm trying to get at, and there's a lot of examples like that. You know, we had linebackers backpedaling out instead of playing the run. There was just some things, I don't know what it is that we were doing, but my point, what I'm trying to make, is your margin for error against somebody of that caliber is so slim.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened in a few instances. And
Well, so. That's okay. Now we're going to move forward. You're going to work on doing what you guys do best and have a good outing this Friday. But you got somebody you need to talk about.
Yeah.
That broke my heart.
Yeah,
I
me too.
God bless.
Well, the reason I'm talking about, I wouldn't talk about injuries on the air, but we have to trade depth charts weekly, so these aren't secrets.
Sure.
And Ryan's going to be out for the season. I'm talking about Ryan Littleston. He suffered a broken collarbone late in the game, and I think it's worthy of mentioning him because he's been one of our hardest-working kids this year. He's worked his butt off as a sophomore. He was our leading tackler. He just worked so hard and was playing so well. You know, we're in week three here, and we're going to have to really dig deep and try to find some ways to get some depth. And we don't have a whole lot. And so we're going to have to start putting some people on the field and play. And this group of kids, our team, our seniors are going to have to come together. Our whole team's going to have to come together if we want to have a successful season, because we're in a spot with – and. You know, it seems like every year we just have such little margin for error, and that's frustrating, but I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to stay positive, and because there's no need to, and we're just going to have to answer the bell with the kids that we do have and try to move forward. But just an unfortunate injury for Ryan, because he's worked so hard and was playing so well as a sophomore. So it's just heartbroken for him, and then in a selfish aspect of it, it very much hurts us on the back end for his versatility and all the things he can do.
I remember the first week of the season, middle of the game, I said, folks, I hope you're not tired of hearing this kid's name, but we've said it all night long. And I mean, he was just all over the place and doing a good job. But
you know, we talked to the kids today, we're stuck with a little bit of adversity here, and you know, we're short on depth, so we're gonna have to come together and focus, and we're really gonna have to you know, focus in and try to practice the right way, to have a great week, and to get the results and have the type of season we want, because every goal that we have in front of us is still there. So we're going to have to come together and move forward and do a good job.
So you're going to lean on that senior leadership, and we'll see, watch it come to fruition, what you're after. So
I was just going to talk about a few bright spots.
Sure.
Defensive, I thought Logan Clowers was really good in coverage all night. Krieger made some good plays. Ryan Lilliston and Nash Hostetter. I thought Nash did a better job of tackling safety, so he'll have to pick up the slack. Ryan made some good tackles back there. Other than that, defensively, I don't know that I have a whole lot to point out. And offensively, we just kind of struggled all night. Part of that was due to them, but I did think it was mentioned, where they mentioned that those guys on the defensive side did a good job.
Absolutely. I tried to isolate and watch the Clem kid a few times. Some of the times I watched him, we did a really good job blocking him, but we didn't do it often enough, and a kid of that caliber, you're not going to do it all night. I could not see who the back was, but he came through, and it was pass play, and the back went and took him and stopped him in his tracks. I'm assuming it was Krieger because I couldn't see him, and he's Krieger small enough. You can't see around Clem to see him, but I don't know.
Trying to get as many people we could on him. A kid like that, especially a defensive tackle in high school football, you can't really run away from him where he's lined up inside. So it's not like he's playing, you know, outside linebacker or defensive end where you can kind of scheme some stuff up and run away from him. He's just he's a menace.
Yeah, he sure is.
Well, something else.
Best thing about that kid, as far as we're concerned, he's a senior.
Yeah, it seems like he's been there. But he's been starters at freshman at Gibson Southern, so that tells you.
Yeah.
He's pretty special.
He has a freakishly high level of natural strength. And, of course, he's been in the weight room, but not everybody gets that. And he's got that.
They were impressive across the board. And, like I said, I'm not really surprised, but they were definitely impressive.
Yeah. Well, let's take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to a couple of young men that are going to be in charge of doing the dirty work this week. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2018 Toyota Highlander Limited. This SUV is an all-wheel drive with a 3.5-liter V6. Leather trim seats, heated driver and passenger seats, dual air conditioning zones, moonroof, JBL audio, and more. It's just broken in with 101,000 miles and priced just right at $26,990. See pictures online at actpreowned.com or stop by today at 312 College Avenue and take it on a test drive yourself. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
The fall season is near, and it's time to get ready for the season at Bud's Hardware on Main Street in Mount Vernon. Huge fall mums are arriving this Wednesday, September 10th. $9.99 each or three for $27. Bud's Hardware will also have pumpkins, gourds, bales of straw, and much more. Get ready for fall and get your decorations at Bud's Hardware on Main Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community. Specializing in commercial and industrial services, Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services, and all services are rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats football is family-owned Russell's Excavating at 6800 Littered Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck with Coach Justin Fisher and a couple of players to be named later, as they used to say on the trading blocks. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI, and Coach Fisher's going to introduce these young men and see what is there anything else you want to talk about that we left out of the first segment?
I don't think so. They're really good, and we had to be better.
Yep. Well, they're a well-established program. We're getting better and better and better each week. You know, we're not a 10-year established program with, you know, 10 win seasons every time. But,
right.
But you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. So take it away.
Brought two guys here with me today, seniors, both offensive linemen. First one's Nate Tinsley. Nate's came in and played, as a sophomore at the end of the season. So he came in, played as a sophomore, started last year as a junior. He's kind of been in a steady presence on our offensive line, one of the hardest working kids in the program. Just really sets a great example by who he is, the way he conducts himself. He was actually our Wildcat Award winner last year, which is a Mental Attitude Award winner for our program. So can't really say enough good stuff about him. And the second guy we have here is fellow senior center Hunter Timmy, who also plays a little bit of defensive line for us. Hunter's probably one of the more talented offensive linemen as far as an ability that I've been around or I've coached. He can do some really good stuff on the offense and defensive line. A very talented kid. Has enough ability to be an all-conference type kid. Hunter can be his own biggest obstacle at times.
Teenage boys
as,
are like that.
As a young kid, but so far, you know, he's having a really good senior season, and we're going to need both these guys to really continue to be good for us if we're going to meet the goals that we have. For the rest of the season, I feel like one of the advantages that maybe we have over some of the teams, aside from maybe like a Gibson or Heritage, is that we should be better than those teams up front on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to rely on these guys to have successful second half of the season.
Well, you've got not only quality linemen, but their senior leadership. That's all going to have to come to the forefront, and it will.
Yeah.
That's your job, big boy.
Well, that's a ho-hum, right? That's really easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see what Nathan's got to say. Nathan, nice to meet you this afternoon, and been enjoying watching your work this season. Show you at right tackle?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And you, they list you here at 295, and on your left is Louis Allen. They list at 295. That's a lot of meat on the right side of the. Now, are there times that you go back and tell Ryder, "Hey, we got this side run behind us. We need the 2 yards for the first down or whatever"? Or do you not? Are you not that vocal?
I'm not that vocal.
Do you? But do you get a sense as you're going through the game? There's a game within a game, particularly with linemen. And I had a lineman. My other one, I always tell people, he wasn't really a football player. He was just a quarterback. But the lineman is where every play, there's a game within a game. Do you get to the point where you know you've got that other guy whipped and it's just a matter of where you want to put him?
Yeah, it depends on the team, really.
Obviously. And you know, we've talked about Gibson Southern. They're just one of the best, and they're – I can't remember seeing a team that was that polished in recent memory. So, but we'll forget about that. You got you guys went up a rival every year. A close rival has been Boonville, and you guys went up there. And you know, from where I'm sitting, and I'm not where he sits, there was never a contest. You guys took charge of that game on the offensive line and the defensive line as well, but offensively, They couldn't do anything. You guys were far superior. Was that you probably had them 40, 50 pounds a man too? But was that a surprise to you? How I won't say how easy it was, but you accomplished everything you wanted to do.
It was definitely a surprise of how easy it was to block them. I thought it was going to be a lot harder than what it was.
The previous year when you were a junior, they had some really good line people, but you guys played them toe to toe and you had them beat until the last minute of the game, and they had a very stellar athlete, you know, catch a 5-yard pass and ran 60 yards for the touchdown, and that was it. But as far as the line play, you were just fine then, and then this year, totally dominant. So do we have some more of those performances in you this season?
These next few games, there should be definitely that kind of performance out of us.
Like South Spencer, I don't know if you guys have watched film yet or not, but they sometimes they'll be really good, and other times they're not as good. I believe last year didn't they have the quarterback that was just an all-world athlete?
Yes.
Now he's gone, right?
Correct.
Thank goodness. Okay, what's their line look like?
They don't look too formidable. The only thing that could really pose a challenge to us is their three front. We don't really get a whole lot of practice blocking three fronts.
How will that present it? To me, that says they've got fewer guys there. But what, are you got to worry then about linebackers coming from everywhere or what?
Normally with three fronts, we're more worried about them slanting or blitzing off the edge.
Okay. And I'm sure by Thursday, Coach will have given you the adjustments and the corrections and things. Now, for something like that, your footwork's going to be extremely important, isn't it, to keep your body square and keep you in position so you're not off balance and you're not chasing?
Yes, sir. Our footwork will be very important.
Is that now, you're a big guy. Is that a forte of yours or not? Is that something that you have to really work extra hard at? I mean, you know, if a guy's standing there, you can get your hands on him and then he's toast. But keeping your feet in front of him, is that tough for you, or you all right with that?
Depends on the day, really.
Okay. Well, save a little till Friday then, okay? All right. Well, that's super. I didn't mean to ask you too tough of questions, but I've just – my boys have – when we watch football, they will say within the first two steps, that lineman's beat. What are you talking about? Well, his feet went the wrong place, and there's specific assignments. People – you know, people – the casual fan – it looks like just the big uglies down there beating on each other, but it's a lot more sophisticated than that. And that's where the senior, the experience, you've got 2.5 years as a starter. You've got the maturity as a senior. Hopefully, you know, you've got the intelligence because you're on the offensive line and you can figure these things out. You know, that's got to be the forte and the strength of our team. And I always said, you know, the backs and all, they can't do anything if they're laying on the ground. So it's up to you guys to keep them upright. Mm-hmm. So good luck. Look forward to seeing Friday as being a good day for you. And we'll keep an eye on you. And you'll hear what I got to say to him. You got it easy. But go ahead and give the headset over to Hunter Timmy. Pleasure meeting you this afternoon too, and I got to tell you, my broadcast partner is 6'5", 4'5", something like that. Before the buffet, he might be 380. After the buffet, he's pushing 4 bills. He was a center, so you're under the microscope every week.
Yes, sir.
Because of him, that's the deal. He's always very, very proud of how he played center back in the day because the center calls the offensive blocking schemes. Now, I understand it's a little different here with you guys that you got pretty much, I believe it's seniors across the board. Maybe you might have a junior in there.
Two juniors,
okay. But you communicate with each other, so it's not all up to you.
Yes, sir.
But do you take a leadership role in that, in calling the blocking schemes, do you not?
Yes, me and Nathan, we try to split it up as well as I can to get some heat off of me.
Okay.
So I can...
All right, so if it's called wrong and my partner says something, I'll just tell him that's probably Nathan did that.
No.
No, but you've been doing a great job. We just really enjoy watching you because, you know, no offensive play can go anywhere unless there's a good exchange between the center and the quarterback. And after that, there are a whole bunch of other little pieces of the puzzle, but that's the very first thing. And now you've got – your hands are they're big enough, obviously, because you've been doing a great job. They don't look like they're overly huge, though. But you got to get the snap up quick. Ryder doesn't have any trouble with your snaps. They're all right where they need to be.
Yes, sir.
And that's always very impressive. And then same question for you. This what South Spencer looks like, what they bring to the table?
It's same old South Spencer. They got some big guys, but they're not nothing we can't handle. I feel like we can take
I like
care
it when I hear
up front.
When I hear an answer like that from a senior lineman, I like that. Nothing we can't handle. So, and that's, and again, same question to you that I asked Mr. Tinsley about the Boonville game. I was just, you know, I said Coach didn't as far as I was concerned, I was not worried from the first drive, because when a line establishes itself like that, you're just far superior. It's not a ball game.
Yes, sir.
And did you have the feeling that you could pretty much just...
I went in there a little nervous because it's Boonville there.
Yeah.
It's usually like a good game between us, and mm-hmm. we went in there and took care of business.
Yeah.
Up front.
Well, by the second half, I was going to go give Ryder a lawn chair because he could sit back there. You guys had everybody protected so well. It was funny to watch. Their defensive backs apparently were really good because he was going through his check downs from his receivers, and then sometimes he'd have to scramble away and buy some more time and start all over. But you guys gave him so much protection. That was great. And we hope to see that again Friday night. What's game time? That's okay.
7 p.m.
That's okay. I asked you because I know when I ask Coach, he doesn't know usually, and I thought it was 7. I wasn't sure. Yeah, what's yeah.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of.
What's the keys to have a good snap from center of the quarterback?
A lot of connection between me and Ryder. We've been playing since, what was it, sixth or seventh grade. It's.
And you go totally shotgun. You're he's never up under center. Is that okay with you, or would you rather have him under center?
It's perfectly fine with me.
Okay. Well, Coach is sitting here with an earshot, so everything's fine, whatever the coach says. No, it's great because it gives you a lot of options, a lot of flexibility. And there were times I thought, you know, hey, you need less than a yard. Just get up under center. And my partner said no. He said, then you tip off the defense what's coming. So can't do that. But you guys do run very well inside the 10-yard line because you've got more options because
–
Ryder is a very good running quarterback. You've got, you know, with Krieger and Hall, those guys are great. And you big uglies down there doing the dirty work. That's the beauty of it. So keep up the work. Anything I didn't ask you that you'd want to talk about?
Nope, sir.
Other than just have everybody from Mount Vernon show up Friday night and make it a loud stadium.
I'd love that.
And, well, you guys do an awful lot of hard work. You deserve the support. Hope they do. We'll talk about it in the last segment. We'll talk about that game. And, hope the fans do come out because you guys deserve that support. And I tell you, it's a pleasure watching you guys and look forward to the rest of this season. And so thank you very much. And with that, we will take our next break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
If you're looking for a nice brick home close to town, then check out this listing from T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. 721 Smith Road in Mount Vernon is a 1,725-square-foot home with 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and an attached garage. It's got a beautiful composite deck on the front, a fenced backyard, full basement, outdoor shed, and nice, clean new floors, paint, lighting, and appliances all included. Don't miss your chance to see this wonderful updated home. Schedule an appointment today with Andrea by calling 812-473-4663. Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Going that extra mile.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine in, carry out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher, and we had Mr. Nathan Tinsley and Hunter Timmy here that you heard from in the last segment. And Coach, we're going to talk about South Spencer.
Yep, homecoming game this Friday. South Spencer, a little bit unique. They start seven or eight sophomores on offense, so I don't know that I've seen that number of sophomores starting on a varsity football team ever. So
since these seniors were sophomores,
I've never seen it to my recollection.
Yeah, that's an awful lot.
They're currently 0-3, but when I watch them on film, I don't see an 0-3 team. They just recently played Tecumseh and got beat. There's a lot of things that went against them in that game. A fumble recovery that should have been theirs. They squandered some opportunities inside the 10-yard line through two interceptions inside the 5-yard line. So I feel like that's a game they should have won. They're better than Tecumseh. They did not. So they're, when you watch them play, they're inconsistent, which would go along with having so many young kids playing.
Sure.
Their best player, or one of their best players, the Hughes kid, came back last week, limited action. He'll be back full this week, so he's one of the best players. And I really like their receiver, number three, I believe it's a Schulte kid. He's a really good player. And so, they have tremendous upside. I'm glad that we're catching them early in the season. I think they'll only get better as the season goes along.
Oh, yeah.
And experience. But they're typical of what you'd see with so many young kids playing, that they show flashes of it, but they've had a hard time sustaining it up to this point in time. But we certainly have to be better, and you have to respect every opponent, and they're capable. They have some good enough athletes on the perimeter that if we're not good enough, then they can make it a ball game very quickly.
Absolutely, and that's where I still go back to the key. It comes in the with the heavyweights. They've got to do the job, and that way you can't let their specialty people get going and take advantage of their talents.
No doubt. And, from an experience standpoint, we should have an advantage up there because, like I said, they're starting some young kids. Mm-hmm. And so, but, we'll see. They're going to make adjustments. They're going to get better. They're capable. Like I said, I don't really see an 0-3 team. I just see, a team that maybe is inexperienced that has trouble with consistency and sustaining it a little bit, but they're certainly capable. They have a good enough athletes on the perimeter, and like I said, it'd be nice to see us control the offensive and defensive line. There's no reason why we shouldn't have an advantage there. We'll see what happens, but I think ultimately we have to be better how we prepare and practice. We have to be a little more focused, a little better. Like I said earlier, we're going to have to be because, our depths kind of went by the wayside.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have to develop some depth and get some kids playing and get better so we can achieve the goals we want to achieve the rest of the season.
Absolutely. So bring it every play every day. Get a little better every play every day. Except, of course, for Nathan, he's got to save some till Friday. He's a day-to-day kind of guy.
Right.
No, it's that's the thing with high school kids, there's so much – you got so much upside. It's just staying focused throughout the entire length of each practice and learn everything that the coaches give you.
Well, we haven't been. We have a little bit of area for improvement in that.
Certainly.
I don't think we've been, great, especially practicing early in the week, and then so we have to have a better week of preparation, and then hopefully we can be better this week than we were last week, and get back on a winning track, and get better as we go into the second half of this season, and like I said, accomplish the things we want to accomplish. We want to have a really good season this year.
Absolutely, and I don't see any reason why you won't, because you've got a lot of senior leadership. You filled in some gaps and things and shored up some things with some sophomores and juniors. Unfortunately, yeah, you've gotten a couple injuries already that were very, very costly because of the quality of the individuals and the talent they brought to the field as well. But we'll just keep everything going on a positive note. And Friday night, game time, 7 o'clock.
7 p.m., homecoming.
Bring your noisy neighbors. And let's get out there and let's make it very, very rambunctious and raucous atmosphere for these seniors and the rest of the team, because they work awfully hard. Football's not an easy game, but it's kind of the ultimate team game, and that 12th man in the stands, the old cliche. But
yeah, well, regardless, your help. Last thing, regardless of what happens, you know, difficulties we have this season, whatever adversity we're faced with, you know, we're going to prepare the right way and continue, and then the relationships that we and myself have with the kids, I'm not going to let anything impact that.
Absolutely.
So we're going to continue to work on that daily, and I'm going to continue to try to really enjoy the time around these seniors and the group of kids that we have playing, and so I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that.
From the ones I've met, I bet this is a fun team to coach.
There it is, man. There's a lot of good people on this team, and that are going to be good people when they become, you know. And
good citizens.
I think so. I really like them, and above all, we're going to try to win as many games as we possibly can, but I hope the kids know that we, and specifically myself, we care about them. And so that's the most important thing to me. And in the process, we're going to do everything we can to try to win as many games as possible.
Absolutely. There's a lot more to success than just the scoreboard. But we'll work real hard, and we'll give you all the support we can up on the airwaves. And good luck Friday night, guys. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Appreciate it.
And we'll say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.